especially when the black people are concerned. And he is also a songwriter. He wrote many songs, and he has in the market right now 2 singles, right? If I quite remember.
Yeah. I have a single out called Justice. We have a single out called Freedom March. We have a lot going on. We have another song we just put out, Missing You, to encourage people who have lost loved ones during this season of COVID. We put a song out. So, if you can find the songs on Spotify, Apple Music, under Brian and Catania. I can get that information to you, Doug, if people wanted to. And also, if they wanted to friend me on Facebook, all of my songs and information is on Facebook and Instagram as well. So I can give you that information. It's Brian Ingram on.
Okay. So, Brian, just succinctly, briefly, tell my audience, the audience of Doug in the Morning, a little bit about who is Brian Ingram.
Well, I'm a father, a husband of 24 years. I'm a community activist. My heartbeat is for justice. I am a man of God. I'm a follower of Christ. And I believe that God desires us to love him and to love neighbor and to pursue loving kindness, to pursue righteousness, to pursue justice. I have background in working with youth, young adults, and presently I'm also a lead instructor, a state examiner. And my passion is justice and to see that people are treated properly and that people are treated fairly. And that's my heartbeat, is justice. And music is how I get my voice out through that, through the medium of music. And on social platforms is how I'm active. And I'm also, I contribute to other organizations like Until Freedom, Roland Martin, any organization, the Poor People's Campaign. I'm a contributor of any organization that's for the upliftment of people of color that's been disenfranchised and marginalized. And I'm a supporter of Doug in the Morning too.
Sounds great. I appreciate that. Thank you. So, Brian, your passion is justice. Why justice is so important to you?
I think justice is important to me because it's who God is, and it's an attribute of God. And at the essence of justice is loving your neighbor as yourself. We should all be treated equally and fair under the law, under the Constitution. And so it's not just spiritually. Justice, it's not just a spiritual aspect to justice when I spoke of God, but it's also a natural aspect where in this natural world, regardless of your ethnicity, race, color, creed, we should all be treated with dignity as human beings, and there should be a equal and fair playing field in every sector of our society. And that's why I'm passionate about justice, and because I've been discriminated myself, as well as my family. I've experienced discrimination, and it's a horrible feeling. And my desire and my pursuit is for all people to be treated equally under the law.
So we can segue in this sense about equality, for the people to be treated equally under the law. We observe, like this week just happened, that mostly, I would say, because I cannot say all white, but mostly white people, like, invaded. It looks like they were trying to give, to do a coup, what they call a coup d'etat, you know, at the Capitol, trying to stop Congress, you know, to accept, you know, the Joe Biden as president. And it was like a lot of people say it's because Trump incited them to do so. Okay? But what we observe, because we're talking about justice here, it looks like they have a different way of measuring. I'm talking about the law, the police, the people over there. It looks like they have a different way of approaching different people. You know, if you like black, you might get a real bad treatment from them. But if you're white, they are a little bit more lenient towards you. So have you observed that? And why do you think is it this way, you know, during that I would call inversion by Thug, and they call them terrorists.
It was domestic terrorism. That's a loaded question, Doug, and I'll try to be as brief as I can. You have two Americas, and white people are experience a different justice than black people experience. Or when it comes to law and order, we experience, you know, it's totally different. And you saw that with this coup. That was Donald Trump and his supporters. And just last summer, when the Black Lives Matter movement was there, they had the National Guard, they had rubber bullets, they had tear gas, and they could not even get anywhere near the steps. And their reason for marching was for civil rights, that people will be treated equally under law because of the police brutality that African Americans, that people of color have been experiencing. And then, and now you have this predominantly white group that comes, and there is no National Guard. They're able to actually go inside of the U.S. Capitol, this sacred place where our laws are developed and legislated, where presidents actually give the State of the Union, and they were able to desecrate it. Yet they urinated on a carpet. They urinated on the walls. They went into congressman's office and they totally desecrated that place. Why was there two different Americas right there? It's very simple. It goes back to white supremacy. It goes back to the history of this nation. And whenever black people are resilient and become successful in the face of white supremacy, you have a very large segment of white people that respond with white rage. And that's what we saw, because we just sent our first black senator, Raphael Warnock. We just sent him to Congress. We just sent the youngest Jewish senator, John Ossoff, to Congress. And they're upset about it. It's white rage. And it's a history to this. But I'm encouraged because there is a new government in place now. And my hope is we can get some laws passed to balance the scales.
Okay. So you just mentioned John Ossoff, Raphael Warnock, two congressmen that just won the election in Georgia. Do you think these two people will make a difference in Congress, or let's put it this way, will their participation, their involvement in Congress, will help the black community?
I definitely think it will, and I'll give you one example. Mitch McConnell, they call his death's the graveyard, because there are several bills. As Senate Majority Leader, he has power to impede legislation from even being voted on. That's what just happened with the $2,000 stimulus package they wanted to push through. He was in position where he impeded it from even being voted on. Now you're going to have Schumer is going to be the Senate Majority Leader. Uh-huh. And the tiebreaker will be Kamala Harris, the vice president. Uh-huh. So one example, if they were in place, we would have gotten that stimulus for the people. Not just that, but we have the George Floyd justice reform bill that is sitting right now on McConnell's desk. It was held up in the Senate. Why? Because the Senate is controlled by Republicans and it's controlled by Mitch McConnell. So now there is hope, because with the Democrats having that leverage now, we can get bills like the George Floyd Police Act bill passed that will hold police officers accountable. So I definitely think this was a win, not just for black people, but it was a win for America. We have to be careful, because there is one America. There's that. That's the ideal. And right now you have Trump and his supporters versus the United States of America. And right now the proper leadership, I believe, is in place for us to get some traction. Now, this is the thing, Doug. Will we have some opponents and some pushback, and those who will push back in the Democratic Party? Of course we will. But I would rather deal with an opponent that I can grapple with, that I could get some possible progress from, than dealing with imminent danger. That's what Donald Trump and his supporters are. They were imminent danger, and they are removed now. So there is hope. And yes, Senator Warnock and Senator Ossoff will make a difference, and we will get progress as a nation, not just as African Americans and people of color, but as a nation, we will get progress.
Okay. Brian, I'm trying to do a follow-up question based on exactly what you said. For the next, I would say now it's about 11 days that Trump has to stay in power, right?
Yes.
Do you foresee him as a threat in that 11 days to be still president for the nation, the United States?
I do. I really do, Doug. And I would hope that they will implement the 25th Amendment and or just straight out impeach him, because being in the highest office in the nation, this guy still has access to nuclear codes. He still have access to things that concern me far as national security is concerned. And he has clearly showed that he is unstable right now mentally to lead this nation. So, yes, I am concerned about these next days. I'm concerned about even the inauguration. We see where Twitter, think about this. Twitter and Facebook has put Donald Trump off of their platforms indefinitely. Think about that.
Permanently, yeah.
Permanently, they'll put him off. So if social media platforms can see that he's a danger, you telling me that Congress and the constituents, they don't see he's a danger? I think he needs to be immediately removed. He's embarrassed this nation before the world. And this is what concerns me as well. America has enemies. America has enemies. And when the enemies see weakness, that's when enemies attack. So I think it's important that we remove him. I would hope that they would remove him immediately through impeachment or through the 25th Amendment and push for him to resign. That's my opinion on it.
So as far as resigning, let's say he resigned, do you think he's still going to be responsible for all the incitement, all the stuff that he did. They're talking about him trying to get to pardon himself. So what do you think?
Yeah, well, I think that he should be held accountable, and I think that's why he's fighting so hard to stay in the White House and you know, with all this voter fraud, which is ridiculous, because there are certain laws that protect a sitting U.S. president. You cannot indict a sitting U.S. president, but he knows that when he's removed from that seat, that now he's vulnerable. He's going to be held up by, you know, he's going to be held accountable by the law. So him resigning and even trying to pardon himself, a pardon still does not remove you from being indicted. So I would prefer him being impeached, because if he's impeached, he could never run for president again. He could never, because in 2024, he can run again if he's not impeached. So I would hope that he's impeached and he can't even run for president again. And I hope that he is held accountable. We need to show the world, America needs to show the world, that we are still resilient and a strong nation, that abide by laws and abide by our Constitution, that has ethics and morals, and he should be held accountable for the crimes that he's committed. So that would be my hope.
Okay. All right, Brian. We don't have a lot of time today, but before I let you go, and once again, thanks for being here with us. It's really a great pleasure to always have you here on my show, Doug in the Morning. You have a lot of good insights. Maybe I will ask you to be my political analyst one day.
We'll see. Well, you know, I always say this. I always send a shout out to my Haitian brothers and sisters. I love you all. I love your history. You are an inspiration to me. I got connected with you through a brother of mine, a dear friend of mine. We work together at Cobb County. So I just want to send that shout out to the Haitian community, my Haitian brothers and sisters. I love you. I talked about y'all in my song Justice and how you were an encouragement to me. So I just wanted to say that.
Okay. So besides the two singles that you have, Brian, you said it's Missing You, if I quite remember the next one.
If you go on my Facebook under Brian Ingram, you can Facebook me, you'll see me on there. We put out a song, Missing You, and this was not political, Doug. This wasn't a political song, but it was just, we're in a tough season right now with COVID-19, and so many people, over 350,000 people lives, have been lost over this illness, and we just wanted to use our talents and gifts and music to edify, to encourage people, to give people hope. So this song is not political, more so than it is just a song of hope, a song that encourages people in this tough time we're living in. And it's called Missing You, and you can go on Spotify, Apple Music, and you can find the song under Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, and Catania. That's my wife. Me and my wife, we do music together, and her name is Catania, and that's spelled K-U-T-A-N-I-A. So that's Brian and Catania, B-R-I-A-N, and Catania, K-U-T-A-N-I-A. And if you put in Missing You, we have the video on Facebook. The video has been released on YouTube as well, and it's in all your digital spots, Missing You. And that's, again, to edify and encourage people, because we're in a tough time, and to just give hope.
So it's free, right?
On YouTube, you can listen, but I want to say on Spotify, I don't know these digital spots. It might be like 99 cent for the single or something like that. I'm not sure. I just know it's on all of the digital spots. So if you have Spotify and you're paying for it, it'll already be on there. So you may have to purchase it. But if you already have a digital music spot, you're already paying, and we're everywhere. And it's called Missing You.
Okay, so let's end this show with a message of hope. What is your hope for, especially us who are living in Georgia right now? Georgia is blue. I like the little video that you put all the time on Facebook with your face. That's very great. I like those faces. Can you do the face for me again? Can you do it?
I was crying. That was real, man. I was crying.
Oh, you were crying?
I was crying, man. I mean, to see this state flip blue was just so, it was very moving for me. Because the hope is that loving kindness, righteousness, justice, the attributes of God has been absent from our nation over the past 4 years. I understand that people might have their differences in policy when it comes to Republican or Democrat, but what we need is leadership that will bring us together as a nation and respect everybody, regardless of your creed, your ethnicity, your gender, it doesn't matter. And that's what we have been void of. So I have hope now because we have leadership that's going to consider not just the interests of one people group, but that's going to consider the interests of all people groups. And now people of color who have been marginalized in this nation, who has been discriminated against, who's been disenfranchised, now we have leverage. Now we have hope because we now have a government where our voices can be heard, because our voices matter. Black lives matter.
All right, Brian. And on this note, we put an end to the show. Thanks for being with us. It's always a pleasure to have you on Doug in the Morning. Once again, you know, I say Doug, I don't say dog. It's Doug okay. In the Morning for me.
Doug in the Morning.
All right, Brian. Love you too, man. Have a great day, okay?
All right.